This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 6. Be nice, display a random act of kindness. We live in an unfriendly, rough, sometimes even hostile and cynical world. Many people are so self-centered and narcissistic that they don't care about other people, their needs or feelings. Selfish people, and there are many of them, don't see how others suffer, and they don't want to see it because they are just too busy with themselves and their self-indulgence. Compassion is not something that would ever cross their mind. A few years ago, I read a story in a newspaper reporting a hard-to-believe occurrence. A kid was in the process of drowning in a river, and the people close to that place recorded a video of the drowning instead of helping or at least crying for help. Recording a dramatic video of a drowning kid for a Facebook post was more important to them than saving kid's life. It doesn't get more cynical than that. We all have our good and not so good days. We all depend on the kindness of others. We all appreciate a nice compliment. We all love to be treated nicely, and we all love to be loved. This is especially the case when we experience bad days, are sick, old, or helpless. With other words, there's a big need for random kindness everywhere, all the time. Can't we do something about it? Yes, we can. There are so many kind things you can do to make others happy without any kind of big effort. A few days ago, I went to a store and the lady at the cashier looked incredibly ugly. I had a feeling that she never gets any compliments for anything, and I felt the urge to express some kind of kindness to her. I asked her what her name is. She said, Janice, and I replied, this is a really nice name. I like it very much. You won't believe how her face defrosted into a happy smile. I am sure she was very grateful I made her day. There are so many things we can do to display our random act of kindness to others. Random means that we should do it whenever the opportunity arises, not just randomly every other year. We can open a door for somebody who has trouble walking. We can greet somebody who appears to be depressed. We can ask an old person if we can help them somehow. Focus your attention and find the situations where a small nudge might be appreciated. It should take a moment of your time. Keep up this habit. Here are some ideas to express your kindness to the people around you. You can greet somebody we don't know walking on the street. You can smile to somebody who appears to need a friendly gesture. You can be a good listener to people who need it. You can let somebody go in front of us in a long line. You can compliment a person who doesn't get much kindness in life. We can thank our trashman for the service he provides. We can hug our family members or friends for no particular reason. We can help a coworker without being asked to do it. We can write a letter of appreciation to people we appreciate in our life. We can write a thank you note to our parents, kids, or friends. We can send an old photo to our friends recalling time together. We can call old acquaintances we lost contact with. We can spend some time with lonely old people. We can bring flowers to a nursing home. We can pick up trash for the old lady next door. We can host a dinner party for people we really like. Expect nothing in return. Maybe the only return would be your own feeling of happiness and self-worth. Think of how many times you have been at the receiving end of the random acts of kindness and be grateful for that. A single act of kindness throws its roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. The greatest work of kindness is that it often makes other people kind too. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find Out Before It's Too Late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.